You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Basketball season won't be around forever, so get in on all the action now with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. DraftKings is giving new players a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Claim your free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes when using code THPN during signup. Playing daily fantasy basketball is simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. With DraftKings, payday comes every day for players. So what are you waiting for? Head to the app now. Download the DraftKings app now and use code THPN during signup. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. That's code THPN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hello and welcome to the Ice Guys, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a sports betting perspective. With pro handicappers Alex B. Smith and Ian Cameron, and veteran sports writer Jimmy Murphy. And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network, Wednesday, May 12th. It is Ian Cameron, and we have Alex B. Smith, our Ice Guys colleague, back with us. We've missed him. He was with us last weekend for a couple of shows with Melissa and Devin Didiometti that weekend, I remember. But in terms of full-time, regular basis, we've got Alex back, and we're happy to have him back. We're also happy to have a special guest with us on the show, Calvin Pepper. You see in the handle there, DJ, and there's a reason for that. He is a DJ. He's a music DJ in the EDM world, aspiring. I think there's some big things on the horizon for him. Actually, you can find his work at Beatport, which is a big-time website.
Type in Calvin Pepper to find all my stuff.
Exactly. But for the purposes of the Ice Guys show and why he's with us today, he's a big-time NHL fan, big-time Leaf fan, fantasy sports. He's a pro-line player. We've got to get him using better betting tools than the pro-line lottery system, but that's another story. But yes, he is an NHL bettor as well. We're happy to have him on the show. Alex, we'll start with and bring you back into the fold. It's like we're introducing you as a special guest. You've been away for so long, but we're happy to have you back, Alex.
I know, it's true. This is like only my third show in like the last month. I'm finally back in St. Paul, Minnesota. Everything's good with the family now, so I was able to come back home and get ready for it. They were like, you got to go. You got playoffs coming up. So I'm so excited to be back on. Glad to have you on, Calvin, as another guest. And
thanks
again to all of the great guests we've had that, you know, have filled in, especially with me being absent for the last 2-3 weeks. Like you mentioned Devin and Melissa and everybody. It's all done. Wonderful job. So it's nice to expand this Ice Guys family to a few more people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No doubt. I mean, we've had lots of guests. We've had, of course, Devin on multiple times. We have Melissa Cunningham. We've had Terry Edelman on the show. We've had Ryan McDonald on. We're going to have him on again because it's been a while since we've had him on. We had Dan Fritchie on once. I mean, it's been a great run of special guests on the show. Of course, Adam Larson as well has done a good job. Nice. I mean, I could go on and on. Lots of good special guests. And now we bring Calvin Pepper in, first time special guest here on the Ice Guys. Calvin, welcome in. Talk about your experiences with fantasy sports betting and your Leaf fandom as well.
My dad, he's born in England, but moved here when he was in his early 30s and instantly became a big hockey fan. I think he actually likes hockey more than soccer now at this point, believe it or not. And obviously, he's a huge Leafs fan, so he got me into it at a young age. Took me to some games when I was like, I think I was like 8 or 9. Actually, I think I saw Gretzky play for the Kings when I was really young. So yeah, I've been a Leafs fan since day one. And with the betting side, I mean, I remember when I was like in grade nine, I'd get my my buddy's mom to do our point spreads for us, you know, give her a toonie and get her to go in and make our picks for us. And, you know, our payouts would be like $18 or something, but like, it was so exciting. So, you know, I've always liked it. It just makes the games like so much more interesting to watch, you know, when you got a little bit of money on the line. And just recently I just started playing DraftKings. Actually, I started playing this year with the football season. Loved it. And then that ended. I was bummed. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try hockey. And I've actually had some pretty good success on DK with hockey. So I'm running with that for right now.
All right, great stuff. Yeah, keep talking about DraftKings. You're going to make our colleagues at THPN very, very happy.
I've got some value picks. I've got some value picks for most of the games. So
yeah, nice. Yeah, exactly. All great stuff. So there we go. Welcome in, Calvin. Let's get to it. We've got a Wednesday card to break down. We'll start with note the start time here, 5 p.m. Eastern. 5 p.m. This is a late afternoon game. Edmonton Oilers taking on the Montreal Canadiens. You can essentially say it's one of the Ian terms here, playing for exercise, these two teams, because there's really not much at stake. Teams locked into the second and the fourth places in the North Division, Edmonton and Montreal, respectively. They know who they're going to play. Edmonton's going to play Winnipeg in the first round. Montreal is going to play Toronto. And for the first time, those two original six rivals will play in the playoffs head-to-head since 1979. Long time coming. We've got the Edmonton Oilers minus 136 to minus 140. Home road favorites. They've actually taken some money here. The total six shaded to the under. It looks like Edmonton's going to be rolling out McDavid, rolling out Dreisaitl, Nugent Hopkins. It looks like it's going to be close to a full lineup for Dave Tippett's team this afternoon. Montreal is taking it a little more cautiously. They're in a situation where they're not going to have a couple of the guys that they've been without the last few games. Of course, Price has been out for a long period of time. Dano is going to be out. And that sucks for if he misses time in the playoffs against the Leafs. You can say Dano has struggled offensively, but he's one of their best defensive forwards. And without him, it's going to be a much greater challenge come playoff time to shut down the Leafs. Shea Weber remains out. Of course, Drouin and Gallagher as well. Josh Anderson is on the injured list as well as day-to-day, and I would think they'll probably be cautious with him and keep him out today as well. So Edmonton might have a little bit more of a healthier lineup. I guess I would lean to Edmonton slightly here in this game. It's just I don't love getting involved with games where there's absolutely nothing at stake this late in the season with the two teams. The under makes sense a little bit too. I would lean in that direction because think about Boston, Washington last night. Neither of those teams wanted to get anybody hurt, nothing was on the line, and we saw a dull, drabby, plodding, low-scoring game, and it ended 2-1 in that one. So I could see something similar here. Edmonton and the under would definitely be the ways I would lean here in this game. Alex, we'll start with you. What's your thoughts here, Oilers and Canadians?
Yeah, I'm not going to be playing anything, but the closest thing that I came to pulling the trigger on would be the regulation draw. This definitely feels like it could be one of those games. We saw them going to overtime in the last meeting, and that game actually meant something. Montreal needed to clinch. There was a possibility they could have moved up from fourth to third if they had won that game. So now, you know, everybody, they're not playing each other. If they do, it would be in the second round of the playoffs. They just want to, you know, go in and be as healthy as possible. Don't risk anything. So it definitely seems like it might be a game. I always say if the game's tied after 5 minutes, I'm going to do anything. Hell, if this game's tied after the second period, we may not see anything happen at all during the third. So this definitely feels like, you know, you want to look at something to be the under or the regulation draw.
All right. Under or regulation draw would be the leans here for Alex. And look, you almost got the regulation draw with Boston, Washington. That's a brutal loss if you had the draw in that game. 2 seconds left. And Washington gets the win 2-1. Very disappointing if you had a shot, if you had a piece of the draw in that Bruins Capitals game last night. Calvin, here you go. You're up on the tee box for the first time with this game. What do you like here? Edmonton, Montreal.
All right. Well, for this spread, I like the Canadians to cover the 1.5 at minus 205. Three of the last four meetings were decided by a goal. So I feel like that trend's probably going to continue in a, you know, pretty much meaningless game. For the money line, I would, you know, Oilers, but definitely going to pass on that. And definitely the under. Over the eight contests, they're averaging just over five goals. And the last two meetings were like seven goals, I think, total. And, you know, I just see this one as a boring defensive game. So 100% on the under for that one.
All right, liking the under more than anything else. And it's just because there's not a whole lot on the line here involving these two teams going into this game. You can get that sense. It's not going to be that, you know, because to me, you've got to have some incentive and motivation behind offense when it comes to games in the NHL. You got to have some, you know, reason to want to push and really go after it. And there's just not that really at stake here for either of these two teams.
Yeah, I mean, McDavid loves to score, but
that's true. There's always motivated. And even if he's not motivated, he can still score.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not damn good.
Anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And it's difficult to stop him. And just ask Montreal, who let somehow Connor McDavid get behind them in overtime the other night and scoring that game-winning goal to beat the Canadiens. Yeah. Next game on the Wednesday slate. Now we move on down the card. Toronto Maple Leafs, Ottawa Senators, Battle of Ontario. Toronto -170 road favorites, total 6.5 here, depending on where you look. Toronto's clinched first. We know that. They're playing Montreal. But they're not resting the guys I thought they might be. It looks like they're going to have Matthews, Marner, Nylander, Tavares, all that. The big guns for the Leafs are going to play for the
most part. On the first line, I believe, though.
Yeah. That you're looking at changing things up. I think Sheldon Keefe's now just tinkering with his line combinations because he just wants to see, you know, what could work, things he might be able to run with come playoff time. I think that's something that he might be experimenting with. Nevertheless, even though it looks like the Leafs are going to have more hands on deck for this game, I'm still interested in Ottawa at this plus price. When you look at the situation here, Ottawa has really been tough for the Leafs. I mean, they played them tough. They played them competitively. A lot of one-goal games. They played four times here in Ottawa. Ottawa's won two of them. And Toronto, the two that they won in Ottawa were one-goal games. So Ottawa was right there pretty much in every game. And it is the home finale here for the Senators as well as their season finale. So, you want, again, for teams that are without the playoffs, you say, where can they find that incentive? You see these teams in their last home game really trying to show up with a good effort. You know, win or lose, we've seen instances where these teams that are out of the playoffs really at least try to win that final home game. You know, look at Chicago. You know, they played Dallas, I thought, very, very well in those two final home games there. I know they lost the last one in overtime, but there was reason for Chicago to try and play their best there and want to finish the season strong. I think Ottawa wants to. All the talk is they weren't happy with the 6-1 loss to Calgary the other night. They said it was their worst game in weeks.
Yeah,
and it definitely was because the Ottawa Senators have been really good for the last several weeks, 8-2-1 in their last 11 games. I think they've got a legit chance. And look, with Toronto bringing Freddie Anderson in net here for the first time in ages, he had a two-game stint in the AHL, conditioning stint with the Marlies over the weekend, and it was rough. Yeah, it was not good. He gave up like 6 goals in the two games combined, fighting the puck a little bit. That's not necessarily a goalie that I'm interested in either right now, and a team that may be lacking a little inspiration at a -170 price here in this game. And all Ottawa's done is play the Leafs tough. So I'm taking the shot here with the Ottawa Senators here, +150 in this game. As far as the total goes, it's tough because I don't think, you know, Toronto's still talking defense. It's hard to bet over, but Anderson's been was struggling mightily over the weekend in those games for the Marlies. So maybe we could see some goals. So that's the question mark here. The total, I'm going back and forth. I'll probably stay out. I lean to the over at 6. I don't know if I'll bet it, but I am definitely on Ottawa here. Yeah, I am definitely on Ottawa here, +150. Calvin's the Leaf fan. We'll go to him first with this one. Well, talk about this game and also talk about how much of a chance how optimistic are you for the Leafs come Stanley Cup playoff time?
Which one first?
The game.
About the game? Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie. Everything you said has me a little nervous for tonight, but it's my first time on a show like this, so you know I got to roll with my boys. So, all right. So, for the spread, I'm taking the Leafs, -1.5. So, the last three meetings, the Battle of Ontario by a goal. But the Leafs D has been stellar. They've only allowed 11 over their last 7 games. And scoring 27 over those games. So for the total points, I'm going to go with the over 6.5. Freddie in net, probably going to let in a few, but I'm banking on the Leafs scoring a lot as well. So I'm thinking maybe like a 6-4 kind of game, something like that.
All right, like in a higher scoring game, and it can't go against his Leafs. I understand.
I can't do it. I could be dead wrong. I liked what you were saying, but you're like our
good friend and viewer and loyal viewer and listener, Terry Edelman. If we brought him on the show talking Minnesota Wild, he'd be in the same boat. He's on the Wild every single game.
My friends would kill me if I took on the Wild.
But you know, there's no doubt they're capable of winning this game. I just think from a spot and situational standpoint, this is a less than stellar one for the Toronto Maple Leafs. So we'll have to wait and see how it goes. And again, Freddie Anderson's a big unknown, big X factor.
He hasn't played an
NHL game in forever. He didn't look sharp in the Marlies tune-up over the weekend. So this is going to be a fascinating observation how Frederick Anderson plays.
I'm really curious to see how he looks. I mean, like, he's going to be really motivated because he feels like he's lost his job. So, you know, that's a factor. Too, yeah. He's definitely going to be nervous as hell. So,
he could be.
Could go either way. I'll mention my value picks for DraftKings. So I've got Thornton's bumped up to the first line, and he's only priced at 3,100. So I feel like that's a great pick. Foligno on the second line at 3,900. And I've got a hunch he's going to score his first goal as a Leaf tonight. I don't know. That's just, I'm feeling it. For Ottawa, Stützle at 3,500 on the second line, I think is a good pick as well.
I think that makes sense for Stützle to score a goal. Yeah. Stützle's heating up. He's played well. Sure. He's actually scored against the Leafs.
Two nights ago. So
yeah, exactly.
I could see him putting one in tonight for sure.
Yeah, I think Stützle is a good way to go, no question. And you know what? Thornton, you talk about him moving up. He's probably going to get more ice time now tonight because he's on the first line.
Yeah.
Maybe you look at shots on goal for Thornton because you're going to get a discount at that number because he's been playing lesser minutes. Now he's going to play more minutes. More opportunity means maybe more shots on goal. Maybe he gets an extra point or two. So Thornton props, especially shots on goal, because you know he's going to get more opportunity playing on a top-line role.
Take advantage
of it because you're going to get a weaker number because he's been, you know, down in the lineup most of the season.
Yeah,
no doubt. Alex, what do you think here? Sens and Leafs.
You know, I'm staying away from the side of this game for the reason being that there's a small outside chance that if the Leafs win this game and some things happen with the two West Coast matchups, that they get a shot at winning the President's Trophy, which is very important this year because that means you get home ice throughout the entire Stanley Cup playoffs, including the final. The way that they're going to reseed 1 through 4 after the first two rounds. So that's something to keep a note of. And like I said, this is a rivalry matchup. These two teams always play each other tough and hard. But obviously, Toronto's the better team. I'm looking at the first period over here. It's a bit high. It's right at my threshold of minus 150. But we've seen the over cash in the first period in 6 of the last 8 meetings. You know, the best team in cashing first period over all season long has been the Ottawa Senators. They've cashed almost 63% of their games in the first period, and that's most of those were either high 1.5s or even some 2s. So the defense has been awful. Like I said, with the question marks with Freddie Anderson, he might let in a goal or two early. So I definitely like this first period over, even at 150. Like that'd be the one play after.
I like that too.
That makes sense, the first period even more than the full game, because even at 1.5, even if you got to lay a little juice, because that's probably when Freddie Anderson's most vulnerable, the first 20 minutes of the game. Because he's feeling the puck for the first time at the NHL level in months. You know, that's a very, very long time that it's been that way. And he'll probably get better and more comfortable as the game goes on, second and third period. So that first period is where the rough patch could come in for Anderson, back in an NHL game for the first time in a while. So the first period over, definitely got some good thoughts and good reasoning behind that, no question, with the Freddie Anderson situation. Next game, we've got the Vegas Golden Knights and the San Jose Sharks. Vegas around minus 195 to minus 200. Road favorites, total 6. The Vegas Golden Knights should indeed have a full lineup at their disposal tonight. Just an abhorrent, brutal mistake the other night to have only five defensemen and 10 forwards available in that game against Colorado. Their capologist, you know, he needs to hit the road. He needs to find another profession. You can't allow this team to go through something like that in what was such an imperative game. They ended up losing it to Colorado. And now they're in a situation where Vegas has got to win this game tonight, Alex and Calvin, to keep the pressure on Colorado in the division. Because if they lose somehow to San Jose tonight, all Colorado needs is 2 points in their final two games against LA. So that could be one win. It could be a regulation or an overtime and shootout point, I should say, in both games. but they just need 2 points in those two games against LA to win the division if Vegas loses tonight. So this is important for Vegas to win this game. At least if you win tonight against San Jose, it forces Colorado to win both of their remaining games at home against Los Angeles in order to be West Division champions. So lots on the line still for Vegas. It doesn't look like Max Pacioretty's coming back tonight for the Golden Knights, but they've been without him now for a few games. Look, San Jose, could this be motivation for them? Play spoiler for Vegas? Perhaps. They have played a pretty good – they've given you good effort. They've got a lot of younger players now that Bob Bugner has put in the lineup the last few games, and they're going with the youngster Josef Kojenash in net as well probably lately, although they had another young goalie in the other night against Arizona. They ended up losing that game. We'll have to wait and see who's in net tonight for them. They didn't have anyone confirmed at last check, but I think they expect it's going to be it's going to be Melnichuk again. Alexei Melnichuk, who was the goalie in the other night against Arizona. And to be honest with you, it didn't exactly fare all that well, but he's in net for San Jose. So they're giving him another look. It should be Fleury in net tonight for the Golden Knights. Even with Pacioretty out tonight for the Vegas Golden Knights, I do think they find a way to win this game. I'll break it now, even though we'll talk Colorado LA in just a second. I'm keeping it simple here. I'm doing the Joe Public two-team parlay tonight, Vegas and Colorado, which is around minus 120 to parlay both of those teams. I think they'll both win. I don't want to screw around with, obviously, regulation lines or puck lines with Colorado or Vegas and worry about whether they win by two goals or more or not. I do think both of them win, so I'll just keep it simple. Vegas and Colorado, money line parlay for me, minus 120, because I do think Vegas will find a way to win this game. Maybe Vegas team total over as well, because Melnichuk, you know, it was okay, but wasn't anything to write home about in that start over the weekend. And we know San Jose's defense is still as shaky as it gets, and a lot of green, inexperienced players in terms of playing at the NHL level are in their lineup right now. So Vegas should be able to find the back of the net. I might bet that team total over 3.5 as well. Alex, what do you think here, Vegas and San Jose?
Yeah, I am on that Vegas team total over 3.5, laying $1.15. Vegas has won 8 straight meetings against San Jose, and in 7 of those contests, they've scored 3 or more goals. He said it's Melnichuk in net. He's not, he's definitely not even an NHL backup by my standards. I have him ranked pretty low as far as goaltenders go. So I think this would be a game. Like I said, Vegas needs this one. They want to try and wrap up that first spot. Like I said, not only would it be the first spot in the division, but that would be they would get the President's Trophy no matter what happens with that Toronto game that I mentioned. So they could take care of everything as far as home ice goes. And also, they don't want to drop down second and have to deal with the Minnesota Wild. Smith asked me to. I think they have a good chance of making out of that first round. I think the Wild would have a better chance against Vegas, seeing that their history, they've dominated them. No matter how good the Vegas team has been over the last 4 years, they've had troubles with Minnesota. So they want to avoid that matchup. They'd rather play St. Louis so they can go and take care of business. They control their own destiny. I think they get the win tonight. But the only thing worth value playing with Vegas would be that team total over.
All right, Vegas liking the team. Alex liking the team total over 3.5 on the Vegas Golden Knights. Calvin, what's your thoughts here? Vegas, San Jose.
All right. Well, for this spread, I've got the Knights at -1.5 covering that. Vegas has won all 7 meetings this year, so I'm looking for them to complete that sweep to clinch the division. Even with Pacioretty out, I think they're still going to take this one. Total points, I'm going to pass on that one. The Sharks are averaging 2 goals per game against the Golden Knights this year, so basically it would come down to how many pucks the Knights can put in the net. And a couple value picks. I've got Patrick Marleau bumped up to the second line at the minimum price tag of $2,500 on DraftKings. And Matthias Janmark playing on the first line at $3,100. So two good picks there.
Yeah, Matthias Janmark was a nice little addition for Vegas. I really think that. And you're right. Yeah, this makes sense for San Jose. This is their final game of the season. Patrick Marleau's final NHL game.
Give him some more minutes, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, does that inspire an effort for San Jose tonight? You know, so seeing off the winner, That's why I don't want to screw.
Marlo coming out with a hat trick.
Yeah, Vegas has owned them still, and I think they'll still take care of business. But that's exactly why I'm in a parlay with Vegas and Colorado. I'm not messing around with regulation and puck lines on Vegas tonight. Just get the win. It could be close. Could be a one-goal win. But I think they do get the win. So I like that parlay, and I like the team total. And Calvin, again, keep an eye on Marlo maybe. Maybe Marlo gets a bump with player props tonight. More ice time. They're trying to showcase him. It's his final game ever. The Patrick Marlo show going at the Sharks tonight. Will be his final game. So definitely an angle worth keeping an eye on there. Next game on the slate as we move on down the card, we've got the LA Kings and the Colorado Avalanche. Colorado minus 330. Home favorites, total 5.5, shaded to the under. Look, LA has been playing pretty feisty, pretty competitive down the stretch, but they lost the last home game of the season for them against St. Louis the other night, 2-1 in overtime. Now they go on the road, face a Colorado team with obviously a lot on the line, still can win the division. I don't know if I trust LA, even though they've been playing scrappy, to go in there and get the job done. Of course, the Avalanche are starting to get a little bit healthier. They've had a lot of injuries lately, but at least getting McKinnon back the other night was significant for them in the victory that they had against the Vegas Golden Knights. So we'll see if they can build on that going into this game tonight. You look at their lineup, McKinnon. Actually, you know what? His status for tonight won't play McKinnon. They're going to keep him. They're going to keep it cautious with him. So McKinnon out Wednesday and also out tomorrow night when they play the LA Kings again. So again, that's worth it. I mean, as much as you want to still win the division instead of Vegas, you know, don't do it. If he's got some ailing injury, which it looks like he does, you know, rest him, make sure he's ready for the playoffs here going into this game. So no McKinnon tonight for the Avalanche. Grubauer, though, confirmed in net. We don't know who the goalie is for the Kings. It's probably going to be Cal Peterson, but not confirmed just yet. Like I said, I've got Colorado in the second leg of that two-team parlay with Vegas. That's about it for me on this game. Alex, what's your take here? LA, Colorado.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from this game, but I would recommend if people do like it to probably wait and jump in live. If this one's scoreless after maybe 5 or 10 minutes, you can get a lower price than laying 350 or even get a plus price on the puck line with Colorado with the adjusted price. But I would bet anything pregame here. Even the first period over was a little bit iffy. We've seen Colorado kind of go up and down with that proper times. And with Grubauer back in net, obviously I want to give him work and get him sharpened up, getting ready for the playoff run. He's going to be a key. I mean, I tweeted about it yesterday. I said, you know, Colorado's got 8 goalies and 7 of them are terrible. The only one they got that could make them, you know, take them to a cup run would be Grubauer. So it's imperative that he gets into, you know, full focus with this game. But if they trail, you know, early in this one as well, they might just pack it in. Like I said, they're not going to skate any of their top guys late in the game. So it's definitely one where you want to look at some in-game opportunities, but nothing pregame.
Yeah, definitely. It might be a live in-game opportunity for Alex from a betting standpoint here with the Kings and the Avalanche. Calvin, what's your thoughts here with Kings and Avs?
All right. Well, I've got the Kings to cover the 1.5 spread with decent value at plus 114. The Avs have won 5 of 6, but 3 have been decided by just a goal. And also with Nate McKinnon out, I feel like it's going to be a close game. I think Colorado is going to win, but I think it's going to be by just a goal. If I'm going to take the total points, I'm going to go with the under, but probably would stay away from that one. And a couple of value picks. Andreas Athanasiou, hard to pronounce that guy's name.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Athanasiou. Yeah. Andreas the Greek, yeah.
And I've got him. He's on the he's playing on the first line. Priced at 3,200. And then Elias Anderson, he's playing on the second line at the minimum price of 2,500, playing alongside Vilardi and LaFalo. So I think that's a pretty good value pick there. Maybe just, you know, get a second assist or something like that at a price like that. It's worth it.
Yeah, you know what? That's the substitute for if you have trouble with that last name, you just call him Andreas the Greek. There you go. Well, taken care of.
Noted.
Yeah, exactly. No, but the Kings, you're right. And Calvin likes the plus 1.5 goals here at a plus price with the LA Kings. And, you know, that could hit. I get the sense I'm going to be sweating this Vegas-Colorado parlay out tonight. I get the sense that they could win, but it's not going to be easy for either of these sides tonight. But and LA, definitely they haven't rolled over down the stretch. Even though they're going on the road to finish the season, sometimes I'd rather have the non-playoff teams at home rather than on the road. Because sometimes that effort wanes a little bit when they go away from home in those remaining games. But still, LA has been putting up a decent effort and staying in most games lately, no question about that. Final game now, Minnesota Wild and the St. Louis Blues. We've got Minnesota road chalk here in this game, right around minus 140 to minus 145 here in this one. Total 5.5 shaded to the over. You know, I think it is a situation where the money's come in on Minnesota because they should have the healthier lineup tonight. I don't think Dean Evason's keeping many guys, if any, out tonight. It looks like he's going with pretty much, for the most part, a regular lineup for the Minnesota Wild tonight. I'm seeing Kaprizov. I'm seeing Rask. I'm seeing Spurgeon, Fiala, Zuccarello, Dumba, Suter, Eric's, like everybody for the Minnesota Wild. It's all hands on deck.
On the third line.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. But
yeah, it looks like it's going to be a full bore lineup tonight for Minnesota. St. Louis, on the other hand, Craig Berube, we said this with Jimmy on the show yesterday, and actually, or maybe even a couple days ago, St. Louis might be playing it a little bit more cautiously in these last, you know, regular season game or two. A lot of guys 30 years of age or older on this Blues team. They've had a lot of injuries this year. Sammy Blais, Vladdy Tarasenko, you know, Oscar Sundquist, Vince Dunn. You know, they've got guys out, and they're an older team that's played a lot of hockey, playoffs past the last few years. Maybe be a little bit more cautious with them. It still looks like you're going to have at least many of the key top six forwards playing tonight. O'Reilly, Shen, Perron, Hoffman. They're all looks like they're going to be in. Torrey Krug came back from injury, and because he had been out for so long, he's playing tonight because they need to get him, you know, back in the form prior to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Torrey Krug on that blue line. So I don't hate the move toward Minnesota. I'd probably only look toward the Minnesota side in this game. I just don't want to lay this much now. Minus 140, minus 145. Huso and Net, maybe a Wild team total over. You know, I don't really have all that much confidence in Ville Husso for the Blues with the way he's played the majority of the season. So I'd lean a little to Minnesota, maybe like the team total. Maybe I will get involved with the team total side on Minnesota. But other than that, not a strong thought for me or a betting opinion on this game. Alex, what about you here? Wild versus Blues.
Yeah, two plays that I like in this one. I like this first period over 1.5, minus $1.25. I know we, you know, got burned a couple of times with this. They've only cashed one of the last four meetings going over. But there was a couple of really close chances where, you know, this game was 1-0, could have been 1-1 or 2-0 going into that spot. Wild have been really good at cashing the first period over. But what I like even more than that is the regulation draw plus 325. Five of the last six Minnesota games have gone in overtime, and three of the last four meetings with St. Louis have gone in overtime. So even with St. Louis resting a few guys, this is a Wild team. They haven't just been putting teams away as of late. Drawing with teams like Anaheim and St. Louis. So, like I said, they could get up to a lead early and then maybe let it back in or just be one of those kind of back and forth games. But no one wants to risk any kind of injuries or anything like that. So this definitely has that feel of if it's tied late, they're not going to, you know, risk anything. Just going to try to settle it for the extra point in overtime or a shootout. So regulation draw plus 325 and the first period over minus $1.20.
All right, there you go. Two plays over 1.5 first period, and the draw at a very good plus price, north of plus 300. That makes sense, the draw, because you're right. Minnesota had their hands full both games against Anaheim, you know, a much weaker Anaheim team. And, of course, look, they were fired up beyond belief, Anaheim, in the second of those games for Ryan Miller's final game. That definitely played a part in it. They came back to force overtime. But you're right, they play close games right now, Minnesota. They're not really pulling away, extending margins, extending leads, letting teams back into games, certainly sometimes when they've had a lead. That draw could be very live in that game. Definitely might be worth a sprinkle there. Minnesota-St. Louis, that draw bet, no question about that, especially given the propensity for close games head-to-head with these two teams this season as well. Calvin, what's your thoughts here, Wild and Blues?
All right. So for the spread, I like the Wild to cover the minus 1.5 plus 175. So obviously there was the 1-9-1 blowout of the Blues over the Wild, but every other meeting's been close, 4 of 6 decided by just a goal. And for the money line, I'm 50-50 whether I'm going to go with it, but I'm going to go with the Wild if I do. They looked good in their last win against them, 4-3, and I feel like they can make it 2 in a row to close out the season series. And for the total points, I'm leaning towards the over, but probably going to pass on that. And to finish off my value picks, I've got Ivan Barbashev playing on the first line alongside Ryan O'Reilly and David Perron, and he is at the minimum price of $2,500. So wow. Definitely could sneak in an assist or two playing alongside those guys at the minimum value. And then obviously you can stack the hell out of your team with, you know, some top end guys. And then I also like Jordan Greenway playing on the first line, $3,400 playing alongside Erickson Ek and Marcus Foligno. And Foligno again on the first line is a great value at $2,800.
All right, there. That's some good finds there. You're right. We want to find those players that get a bump in ice time because playing up a line or two, and that's where the value is. And you're going to get that with Ivan Barbashev, close shave Barbashev, as I like to say, St. Louis Blues there.
First line minutes for minimum price. Like, you got to take that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Question about that. That's pretty. I haven't broken that one out for a while, but Barbashev, his Barbasol commercials. But he'll be playing up the lineup tonight for the St. Louis Blues. That's a good find there, buddy. You and the fact that, you know, again, with these guys, when they're getting bumped up a line or two and now they're playing in a top six role and they haven't been, you're going to get value with their player props too, not just in the fantasy lineups, but the player props, shots on goal. Yeah. You know, all of those kind of props, you look at that with some of these players that are going to get a bump in ice time tonight. So Barbashev, shots on goal. Thornton for the Leafs, shots on goal. Players that are getting this increased ice time. Marlow tonight for San Jose. Yeah. There's a bunch of them.
I'm taking Marlow on my DK. I'm taking Marlow for sure.
Yeah. It's share turn back time night maybe for Patrick Marlow. We'll have to wait and see. Can he go out with one big bang here? And it's probably his final ever NHL game tonight for the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'll be trying to get him the puck, right? Like,
No doubt. There's going to be some thought process there to feed him the puck, give him these opportunities. Yeah, no question. Great stuff. That is the Wednesday NHL card. Alex back in the fold with us now. He'll be back tomorrow as well, Jimmy as well. And we thank Calvin Pepper for joining us as a special guest.
Thank you so much for having me.
We appreciate it. Glad to have you on. And so let people know too, because, you know, You were saying to me yesterday, you know, the music career's flowing a little bit.
Trying to take off.
Give you a chance to mention it here. What's on the horizon for you in terms of your DJ and producer stuff?
All right. Well, in terms of productions, I've had I got 3 tracks signed to Spacecraft Recordings in the last week. And gigs wise, I'm playing in Texas on May 21st. And then I've got a 4-gig tour in Mexico from June 10th to 22nd. So some big things coming up. Super excited to get out of here.
Super excited to be involved in like a atmosphere with a bunch of people again after this terrible pandemic.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
No doubt. Well, good luck and all the best with that. No question. And thanks for joining us again on the show. Before we get to best bets, to wrap up this show, we're going to remind you again, as always, and hey, Calvin's been mentioning it with his DK lineups. Get on board with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings, and on the sportsbook side, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, sign up for an account, use the promo code THPN, NHL, NBA, MLB on a daily basis. Lots in the sports betting world right now. And when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up for that account, you'll get weekly specials, weekly incentives, a deposit bonus on your first deposit. So check it out there, DraftKings Sportsbook. Sign up for an account and use the promo code THPN. All right, it is time for best bets to wrap up the show today. Calvin, you're the special guest. We'll start with you. Best bet, what is it today on this NHL card?
Best bet? Oh, man. Well, I guess I have to go with my Toronto boys.
I knew you would.
Toronto straight up. And you know what? I am feeling really confident going into the playoffs. We finally have 3 pretty solid goaltenders. Obviously, Anderson's been shaky, but Campbell's looked fantastic. I actually like Riddick. I think he's a great backup. You know, he's feisty, and we're pretty healthy. You know, I think we're looking primed right at the right time. So I'm feeling real good.
I mean, the eye test tells you this team's a legit Stanley Cup contender, and everything you've watched the last 17 years with the Leafs franchise tells you they'll find a way to fuck it up. So yeah. I'm going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. This looks like a team that should make a run, should go deep, could be in the final four, if not the final. But then you remember, this is a Toronto Maple Leafs franchise.
I know.
The last playoff series win was 2004.
Don't break my heart again, boys.
Pat Quinn was the coach back then. You know, rest in peace, Pat Quinn. We miss him. And Pat Burns. There's both Pats that formerly coached the Leafs way back in the day, Burns and Quinn. That's how long it's been, you know, that the Leafs have won a playoff series. So there's that monkey off the back element to this playoff run that is about to begin for the Leafs. And it has to start with winning that first round against the Montreal Canadiens. So Calvin liking the Leafs here as his best bet. Alex B. Smith, you're back in the fold. You haven't had a best bet for a while. What do you like here tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that draw with Minnesota and St. Louis at plus 325. Like I said, this is just kind of the style that the Wild have played as of late. Even I said five of the last six games have gone overtime, but they also had two other games in that stretch that were, you know, still decided by one goal. So, you know, they just haven't really put teams away by margin. And he said it's still a solid St. Louis team, even with them resting a couple of guys. Keep in mind, St. Louis has had a ton of injuries, like you mentioned. So, you know, they've got some depth that can, you know, can keep them afloat and skate for a game. So and if the St. Louis gets to a lead early, I could see the Wild at least trying to fight back and get 1 point. So I like that draw, plus 325. That's my best bet tonight.
All right, there you go. A draw with Minnesota and St. Louis, plus 325.
Someone's going to win some big money off that.
I think so, because he's been good with draw. This is Alex B. Smith is really, and we've been together for a long time. We know
what I can tell. This guy knows his stuff. He's on
point. Yeah. He knows first period overs and the draws, and he's hit a bunch of draws at great prices this year. Right. And that one makes a ton of sense because the head-to-head history says tight, close games that have gone to overtime with these two teams. And recently, Minnesota's played a lot of close. St. Louis, too. They went to overtime with the Kings the other night. So definitely makes a lot of sense. I like that one.
Foligno to score, also that one.
There you go, Nick Foligno.
I'm feeling it. I don't know. I'm feeling it.
Sometimes those are the best bets, the gut feel. You know, where you just feel this is the night for something to happen. And it could be that way.
I feel like it.
It could be that way for Nick Foligno tonight. This is a tough one for me, this card. Very tough to say what's the best bet. I think the best of the bunch, I'm not going to give you the parlay, although I like that, Vegas and Colorado. I'm going to give you that Vegas team total instead. Vegas over 3.5, minus 110 team total. That'll be my best bet. I think they can get to four goals tonight against San Jose. And again, for the Golden Knights, there's no let up. You've got to force Colorado to have to beat LA twice. If you win tonight, that's what it's going to take for Colorado to win the division. They're going to have to beat LA twice. You don't want to risk it, take it to chance with Vegas losing tonight. And then Colorado just needs 2 points in the final two games to win the division. So I think Vegas will take care of business and win the game. But I think they'll also get at least four goals in the process. So Vegas team total over 3.5, minus 110. That'll be my best bet for this Wednesday NHL card. And that'll wrap up this edition of the Ice Guys. Thanks to Calvin Pepper for joining us as our special guest. And, of course, Alex B. Smith, great to have him back. He'll be back with us tomorrow on the Thursday edition of the show. A reminder, the Ice Guys is live on YouTube 7 days a week, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday, Sunday, noon Eastern. If you can't watch the show live, download the Ice Guys podcast on all major podcast platforms, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iHeart. You can find the Ice Guys podcast on all those platforms. For Alex B. Smith, for special guest Calvin Pepper, I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Wednesday. Enjoy the games and good luck. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Thursday for another edition of the Ice Guys presented by the Hockey Podcast Network.